Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Hi. I'm just great. How are you?
Really good. This is like the best week of your life. I want to start, of course, with a picture behind me. That side right there. You have been invited to become the latest member of the Grand Ole Freakin' Opry. I've watched that clip a billion times. But I can't even imagine what you were feeling and what you were going through. Can you kind of walk me through step by step, Dolly coming in and then hearing that news?
So I thought they had told me that I was going in to do a Dollywood commercial. And I was like, well, that's awesome. Always wanted to do that. Poster child of Dollywood. I go, and even when I saw her, like when I realized she was there, I thought in my head, oh my gosh, Dolly's going to do this commercial with me. This is so freaking cool. Well, then she used the O word. She dropped the O word. And I was like, what? And when she said it, I was like, still in my head, like, why are we talking about the Opry? Because I always thought, you know, that they would invite me if I ever got to that point on the stage. I didn't know that they did that outside. And apparently they wanted to do something different with me. So I'm looking at her and she says it again. And then she says, member, you should be a member. And I was like, Dolly, if you are not about to say what I think you are, I'm going to smack you. I'm going to smack Dolly Parton. And when she said it, I just absolutely lost my mind. And the fact that she took the time to do that for me, knowing what she means to me, she knows what she means to me. And it just made me, I don't even know that I could love her anymore, but it just made me love her even more. She's never asked anybody in her 50 years as a member to become, to join the Opry. And I just feel so lucky.
It was like watching that video, watching, you know, Fight or Flight. Like you ran away.
I was like, nope.
That's exactly how I would have been too.
Oh, I freaked out. I was just like, oh, I don't know why I ran away from her. Like she's some kind of like, you know, I don't know, like animal.
I know exactly why you did that. You're like, I don't know. Should I run? Should I?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, should God. I start boxing? I'm not sure.
Seriously.
But you played 85 times there, which is so long. So did you start when you were 2 years old?
No. I just celebrated in May my 6th anniversary of playing at the Opry.
Wow.
So when I tell you, and, you know, everybody has a different set of things that they want to accomplish in their life. But like when I said I love the Grand Ole Opry, I meant it. And I was going to show it. And I was going to really pay my dues to make sure that they understood I wasn't somebody that was just going to play a few times and be like, whatever about it. I was absolutely going to become an ambassador in the way I feel like Carrie Underwood has. This isn't just like something to check off my bucket list. This is something for me to absolutely submerge myself into in the way she has.
Let me ask you this. As soon as you get done recording with Dolly and all that, the news sinks in. Who's the first person that you called?
I called my parents. They actually, that was like my first question to everyone was like, because my parents were always like, they're going to tell us if you ever get like asked to be a member of the Opry because like we want to be there. And I was
right.
Like, uh-oh. So I called them and I was like, hey, put them on FaceTime. And they freaked out. It was actually cooler that I got to tell them. And they drove up from Alabama to see that moment that's on the screen back there. So they are so excited.
Aw, that is so sweet. What does Dolly smell like? Is it angel wings?
You are not the first person to ask me this, and I have a great story for you. So I'm like sobbing, snotting all over myself, can't breathe. And she looks at me after this has all happened, and she goes, honey, and she had in her hand her new perfume. And she goes, honey, do you want some of my new perfume? And she goes, smell it. And she wants me to smell her neck. And I have like snot everywhere. And so I'm like,
hilarious.
You know, like after you've cried and you like can't smell anything. And I was like, it smells great. But she smells like Dolly because she's a freaking queen and has her own freaking perfume.
It turns into a perfume ad too.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
We're excited to celebrate with you because you're actually going to be at the YCD Hoedown August 13th.
Yay!
We have so much. Look, I was already excited for you to be there because I love the album and Next Girl's such a big hit and I'm a big fan of yours. But now we got to celebrate this. You're a member of the Grand Ole Opry. This is so exciting.
Oh my gosh, I know. It'll be like right after it, which is so exciting. Lots happened since I played the Hoedown the last time. Yeah. So.
Yes.
So excited.
Do you want to celebrate with cake or tequila?
Tequila.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. I was hoping you would say that.
Filled cake. I bet we could find someone to do that.
I once had an Everclear Jello shot cake. How terrifying is that? I was ill. Really? At Dollywood. Lord, they were trying to kill me as a teenager. But yes, I'm down for a tequila cake.
Do you have anything planned for when you get, when you get finally in, they give you that amazing plaque and you get to go, like you get to put your name up on the wall. And I watched Hillary and Lady A, and she's like on the phone with her mom as she's doing it. Do you have anything planned special that you're going to do that you're willing to share with us?
I can tell you that the Women of Country dressing room there is really special to me. I always get to be in that room, and they have black and white photos of anybody from Patsy Cline to Dottie West to Jeannie Seeley to Alison Krauss, Patti Loveless, Kelsey. And there's a spot next to Kelsey. There's one spot left. And I asked if I got to have my photo there, and they said yes. So that's the moment that I'm the most excited about. And I'm going to use my 29 album cover photo because this year represents so much of just like resilience against just so many things in my life. So I'll always get to see that photo and realize how far I've come.
It's like so poetic and beautiful.
It's like I write songs or something.
Yeah, to become a songwriter. We're so excited to see you. Hoedown August 13th. And with that, do you think you're going to play any new music?
I actually have, I have so many things coming. I have a lot of the 29 record that I'm now getting to play out. So we're going to do a lot of that. I am testing out a new song that actually is going to come later. It's not even talk because it's too happy, but that'll be in my set. But I have like a lot of things that are going to be, I don't know, there may be like news by the time that I see y'all. So I don't.
We gotta go.
That's fine. Buy tickets to go to the Hoedown because she just dropped a bombshell. Carly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We will get you the files shortly.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.